Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, April the 8th, 2020. Good to have you along for the ride. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, what is essential and who do these politicians think they are to tell us what we are allowed to shop for and what we aren't? How can they say what's essential to me or to you? Number two, the Trump administration wins a big court decision, this time getting the green light to resume federal executions, which have been on hold since 2003. And number one, there are reports of Chinese coronavirus victims being burned alive in crematoriums, being zipped into body bags. The reports would lend credence to other reports that the communist Chinese government has lied consistently about the outbreak of this coronavirus, of the Wuhan virus, and how many people died. But at these funeral homes, the reports coming to us from Radio Free Asia are credible and frightening. Locals in Wuhan, where the Chinese coronavirus pandemic originated, have heard screams coming from funeral homes and noted it could be victims of the coronavirus being dragged to their death. It has not been independently verified, but it is believed to be credible. RFA quoting a source as close to a funeral industry, identifying only as May, said he had heard reports of people restrained and forced into body bags when they were still moving. Some people are saying that there are video clips of screams coming from the funeral homes, from inside the furnaces. People screaming. And noted the existence of video testimony from an anonymous older woman who has been treated at a Wuhan hospital, saying they put one guy into a body bag when he wasn't even dead yet and then took him off to the crematorium because there was no way of saving him. He was too sick to be saved, so they burned him alive. Radio Free Asia reporting all of this. You can look it up yourself. Frightening. It would also explain why some people believe as many as 70,000 people died in the city of Wuhan alone. The Chinese have just not told the truth. And with that in mind, the president yesterday said the World Health Organization has zero credibility. And its China-centric policies, the World Health Organization, funded primarily by Bill Gates, by the way, has no credibility. He says they called it wrong every step of the way. They got every shot wrong, including January the 14th when the World Health Organization told the world that the Wuhan virus was not contagious, that COVID-19 could not be spread among people. January the 14th, that was said. Just over 2 weeks later, the president shut down all incoming travel from China. But China, well, they didn't shut things down. China didn't allow people to leave Wuhan to go to Shanghai or Beijing, but they let them get on airplanes and go all over the world. Think about that. The Chinese didn't let people leave the city of Wuhan and go anywhere else in China, but they could go anywhere else in the world. 7 million, according to some estimates. 7 million people came out of Wuhan. Where'd they go? Well, they certainly went to Italy, and Spain, and the United States, all over Europe, in fact. And so you look at what happened, and now the president says, why are we funding the World Health Organization at all? What do we get out of it? It's a great question. Coming up on the program in just a few minutes, by the way, Dr. Jerome Adams will be here. The United States Surgeon General will be joining me on the program. I look forward to that. The president, meantime, is getting ready to pivot toward where we go from here. The good news is the original models that said 2.2 million Americans would die, some said 3.3 million. Those models have been proven to be wildly wrong and inaccurate. New York had its worst day yesterday as far as the number of people that died in New York. Worst day to date. But the good news is the number of hospitalizations is dropping every day. And Governor Andrew Cuomo, who some hope will be the Democratic nominee for president now, says it looks like we've reached the apex, the top. And his predictions of needing 140,000 hospital beds and 40,000 ventilators, well, New York never even approached those numbers. As of yesterday, 17,500 hospital beds being used. Plenty of extra ventilators. And like I said, President Trump is gearing up for the comeback of America when this is all said and done. And New York has calmed down, and Michigan and Louisiana and Illinois and California and all of these places have been calmed down and life begins to return to normal. The president says we will rebuild. I want you to hear this from President Donald Trump. Bite number one. Bite one. Go.
So remember something. Hashtag America works together. That's for small businesses. Send whatever it is in about how great this experience has been from the standpoint of us bringing you back. We're bringing small businesses back bigger and better than ever. There'll be big businesses by the time we finish. A lot of good things are going to happen. I just left a meeting at the White House. Right behind me is the Oval Office. Just left a meeting with our lenders. They want to bring this country back stronger than ever before. And they're lending money, and you know what you have to do. It's one of the best loans I've ever seen. The loan expires if you do a few things that are pretty easy to do, like hire people, keep your employees, keep them going. So great meetings. It's going to be a success. Billions and billions of dollars has already been sold. And when we open, we're going to be opening with a bang, and small businesses will be leading the charge. Thank you very much.
So small business is leading the charge, although there's an asterisk on that today. And that is that the Paycheck Protection Program might already be running low on cash. Billions of dollars have already been sent out to businesses in the form of forgivable loans. The Paycheck Protection Plan and Program could need another $250 billion, according to those in the administration. But Democrats not too eager to just give in. They, in fact, they want strings attached. I know you'll be shocked to hear this. Democrats actually want to attach far left-wing ideas before they help out small business owners and employees across America. Listen to this. It's bite number six with Nancy Pelosi. This is her perspective on how to treat American businesses in the middle of a pandemic. Go.
To the Paycheck Protection Program, which is a very important part of how we help small businesses thrive, really needs money right away. We know that because of the demand. We have no data, though. We don't know so much about who is being served, who is being underserved. And so when the secretary called this morning to ask for the additional funds, we were like, we want to make sure that the program is administered in a way that does not solidify inequality in how people have access to capital, but instead the benefit to everyone who qualifies for it. So we want to have certain considerations if we were to go forward with that.
So they want far left considerations. Not worried about business in general. We want to make sure that we've got our talons in good and deep, and we can dictate that our constituents in different places get a lot more money than the folks that vote for Donald Trump. Those deplorables don't need loans. They need to be re-educated, you know, or something like that. 14 after. Yeah, you're in the no panic zone here on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on a Wednesday. Like I said, Dr. Jerome Adams on the way. Before that, Curtis Ellis will join us. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.